Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you ready, Rob?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Party started.
Let's get it cranking. Talking sports with the 12th man. Welcome, 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 peeps. Welcome, crew. Welcome, America. Today, of course, is Tuesday, the September the 16th. You are officially talking sports with the 12th man. As always, back on our normal night, if you will. I know we like to switch it up, but without further ado, I want to introduce myself. I'm Andre Peterson, joined by my co-host, Mr. Robert Ford. How are you doing, Mr. Rob Ford?
Man, doing great. Of course, we got a lot to talk about, man. How's everything going in your world down in the Sunshine State?
Yeah, I'm just doing some a little recon here, you know, doing some stuff about the Buccaneers, kind of checking in with them. Also made a loop here, you know, obviously in Jacksonville country, Dolphin country. It's been a good week, man, so what can I say? I love it. Without further ado, let's go ahead and throw out the numbers if you want to call into the show and give us your thoughts. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about, as we always do. So let's throw out the numbers if you want to call into the show and give us your feedback. If you do want to reach out to us, the number, let's call it 424-243-9519. Once again, 424-243-9519. We're also available via, you know the drill, via Twitter. If you go to @12, THMAN Sports, you'll find us in that vein. And then finally, Rob gets excited about this. We're also available via social media on Facebook. If you go to facebook.com/12manSports, or if you put in Talking Sports with 12 Man, you'll find a handsome picture of me, maybe one of Rob as well. But that's what it's all about. So let's get this party started. Man, Rob, it's been a crazy week for the NFL. And typically the NFL does a good job of being low-key, and we talk about protecting the shield. But they've been taking a lot of hits. You know, obviously last week we had the whole deal with Ray Rice. Then you had the current stuff with Adrian Peterson. And then obviously you got some stuff that's going on with Greg Hardy and Ray McDonald. What's going on with the NFL right now, Rob? I mean, is this going to be a nice death blow for Roger Goodell? And then I also want to talk about some quick things about Adrian Peterson as well. So I want to get your thoughts about everything that's been happening over this past couple of weeks.
Well, I tell you, it's been a topsy-turvy week. Sponsors are threatening to pull out of the NFL. And I tell you what, they got a situation on their hands here. And it's a tough situation here because I think the NFL is a little lost at the moment on what's right. Do you give the players due process, or do you go ahead and suspend these players until the trials or until they get to the trial? So it's a little bit touchy, and I think everyone for the most part deserves due process, and so it's a little bit of a touchy situation, especially when you got a lot of fans and things of that nature are calling for certain people to be suspended. But I do also believe that everyone deserves due process as well.
Yeah, so for those that are trying to get caught up, I mean, what exactly do you mean as far as a couple of sponsors that are threatening to pull out right now? What's some information that you've been hearing about that?
Well, here's the deal. Obviously, Minnesota announced on yesterday that Adrian Peterson will return this week to the playing field. One of the Minnesota Vikings' main sponsors is Radisson, and Radisson immediately pulled their sponsorship of the Minnesota Vikings as a result of the Vikings announcing that Peterson will play. Obviously, Radisson was not in agreement with them announcing that Adrian Peterson will play. Obviously, the Minnesota governor has also come out and asked the Vikings to not play Adrian Peterson this weekend as well. And now the NFL is in being threatened to lose sponsors. Anheuser-Busch is a sponsor that's threatened to pull out of the NFL with all of the off-the-field issues that the league is having at the moment.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting scenario. I'm not quite sure what to think about this, Rob, because, Adrian Peterson, he's been an incredible player, obviously in spite of, off-the-field stuff too. So the fact that they're, this is pretty impactful too, because they're basically saying that in spite of how talented this player is, what he's done off the field has made a huge impact too. So do you think he should be allowed to play this Sunday, or is it kind of like a situation where it's a little too soon, if you will? What are your thoughts about this?
Hey, once again, it's real. I understand both sides, and I think it's very hard to make. I think the decision is very hard to make. One instance, I think Peterson deserves due process. In another instance, when you look at these pictures, they were like, wow, they're awful. And, there's a story that he had a similar situation with another child as well. So it's a real tough situation. I think the Vikings here, obviously, I think this is what I really do believe. I think Minnesota's best chance to win is obviously with Adrian Peterson in their starting lineup. Mm-hmm. I think if he was a role player, he would be suspended. But since he's a best player, I think the Vikings are going to do everything they can to possibly protect him and give him due process.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to say the least. You pretty much nailed it right on the head, too. If he was kind of a lower-end player, I don't think it'd be a challenge. But, like you talked about, here you've got a guy that's a really strong guy, and you hate to see him mad and having slick settles. You got to know your own strength, it's just a tough scenario no matter how you spin it, too. But anyway, we don't want to spend all our topic on that, too, Rob, so let's kind of talk about some of the positive news here. And let's talk about RG3. And Washington kind of has a tough situation on their hands, because on one hand, I don't think they want to rush RG3. But on the other hand, Kirk Cousins, like we always saw, man, maybe Mike Shanahan wasn't as crazy as we thought. Kirk Cousins looks really good, and they had an offensive explosion. So you think right now, if you're Washington, you may be like, hey, Kirk Cousins to play. But on the other hand, Rob, you may want to, allow RG3 to play because maybe he's trade bait. I don't know. What are your thoughts? Right now, it's a tough scenario for RG3 for sure.
Well, in one instance, I think it's good news here that there's no fracture in his ankle, so there's a chance that he may return this season. But I think it's also pretty obvious that Kirk Cousins is the better quarterback for his team. And it'll be hard for RG3 to get his job back once he comes back from injury. I think Cousins will put a lockdown on a position. And if RG3 wants to be a starter again in the NFL, he's going to have to go elsewhere.
Wow. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, too, because, we are in a performance league, Rob. So, right now it's just one of the situations where, good news, he's not, like I said, it's not that serious. But if you're the Redskins fans, you got this contingent, Kirk Cousins is doing this as good. RG3, take your time. We don't need to come back. But then, like you said, if Kirk plays well, and I believe he has every intention to do so, you have a quarterback controversy on your hands too, for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, let's keep it moving here. Let's talk about some top five teams in the NFL so far. I know this is kind of early in the game. We're only, 2 weeks in. And at this time, I'm not really sure if you can, that's why it's a long season. But there's some teams that clearly have probably risen to the top. And, Rob, go ahead and give me your top five, and I'll kind of add to the fray, too, because I know there's a couple things we're going to have some similarities, with Denver's and the Seattle's of the world, too. But some of your thoughts about top teams, and I know this is not indicative of their record, too, because right now you can't tell me that Houston is a top five team, even though they're 2-0. So there's going to be some interesting scenarios for sure, Rob.
Well, obviously, I don't have Houston in my top five, but I will say this about Houston. They're playing outstanding defense. And, you know, it's amazing the parity of the NFL from year to year.
Definitely.
You just can't really predict. And that's the amazing thing about the NFL. My top five at the moment, I have Denver at number one. They're the defending AFC championship champions. Have looked pretty good here these first couple of weeks with wins over Indy and Kansas City. Both of those wins came at home. Obviously, we'll see, you know, how good they are here in a few weeks as they, you know, have to take the field on the road. But I do think they're improved defensively and offensively. They're still a juggernaut. So I have them at the number one position. Number two, the team I have at number two will probably be will be a team that you and I probably both will hate, and that's the Carolina Panthers. And
yeah.
I had them at the number two position. They're 2-0 as well. I think this past weekend you saw a couple of opening week the Detroit Lions put on an offensive show against the Giants, but Carolina just pretty much stopped them completely this past weekend. I think Carolina's defense is really strong, only giving up 21 points in the first 2 weeks of the season. So their defense is top-notch, might be one of the better ones in the league. And they're just playing ball control offense. And so right now I have them at the number two position. Number three, I have the Cincinnati Bengals. This is a team that I think has a ton of talent on both sides of the football. Obviously, they had a tough blow with an A.J. Green injury. We're still waiting to see how serious that's going to be. But when you look at this ball club, they have a lot of talent, a lot of good defensive personnel, good offensive personnel. And I think we're just waiting for this team to do something in the playoffs. They just keep losing in the first round. And so we'll see if this is the year they're able to take that next step. But right now, they're undefeated, and I have them at the number three position. Number four, Philadelphia has been pretty explosive offensively. I believe, I think they lead the league in scoring so far here these first couple of weeks. And so Chip Kelly's offense is really working in the NFL. And I think they will run away with the NFC East when no ifs, ands, and buts about it. And so they're looking pretty good. They're a little improved on the defensive side of the ball as well. So right now I have them at the number four position. Number five, this is a team I predicted to go to the playoffs on our show a few weeks back, and that's the Arizona Cardinals. And they're undefeated as well. Good playmakers on the defensive side of the ball. They were even able to go on the road and win without Carson Palmer this past weekend. So their team has also been looking pretty impressive here as well, particularly on the defensive side of the football. They're my number five spot.
Rob, how about them Cowboys?
How about them? They shouldn't be nobody's top five.
We like making we like messing with the Cowboy fan. Nothing personal out there. It's pretty interesting. I like the top five. I got to tell you, yeah, I agree with you as far as number one. You know, Carolina, that's a pretty much surprising team. I would have not called that because we weren't sure how they're going to do as far as their offense. You know, they had a couple of receivers. They didn't have any veteran receivers, so we're thinking, man, they're going to struggle, but we've been wrong. They shut down, like you said earlier, they shut down a very explosive Detroit team, and my fantasy football team has suffered because of that. But anyway, you know, that was pretty impressive. Unexpected, to say the least, too, so I agree with you in that front, too. Cincinnati, yeah, they put a whooping on my Falcons. And, Rob, if I would have told you that, you know, AJ Green got hurt early in the game, you would have thought that we would have had a good shot of winning that. But they just definitely proved that you have to be balanced and have a great defense. Andy Dalton is growing up as a quarterback. He's not making as much mistakes. And, yeah, you have a great defense to kind of keep them in games, man, so they're able to kind of do their thing too. So definitely an impressive team, to say the least, as well. I like the call with what you have as far as Arizona and Philadelphia. Those are good good things as well. I think that I'm not quite as impressed with Philadelphia just yet because I know they've done some things, Rob, but they still have to struggle a little bit. So I don't think they're as strong. But you know, right now, the way that division is playing out, I really don't trust. I don't trust the Giants right now. They're a little Jekyll and Hyde, and the Cowboys. So Washington may be that dark horse, Rob, with Kirk Cousins taking over too. So now that's going to be an interesting race, to say the least, sir.
Absolutely. I think they're definitely a team to watch, and we'll have to see how things will work out. But I tell you, they opened up a can on the Jacksonville Jaguars this past weekend.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. So good call, Steve. We're kind of about halfway in the show, so let's go ahead and give our numbers out once again. If you want to call on the show, give us your thoughts. Once again, 424-243-9519, 424-243-9519. That's the number calling the show. And let's take on the next topic here. Is Richard Sherman the best corner in the NFL? That's the question. You know, first week, you kind of heard some rumors that the Packers were not throwing at him. And I definitely think, Rob, that no matter what scenario that you're in, you should continue to go after him, man. I mean, I don't care, you know, test that player. I mean, like I said, we don't have any more Deons in the world. But right now, I can probably say he is the best just right now. I mean, corner types, you know, I still think Patrick Peterson is up there. You know, Darrell Revis is still kind of holding on his own. But, you know, you think he's the best of the best right now?
Well, I'll tell you what, if you'd asked me that question last week, I would have said, yes, he is the best cornerback in the game. And I'll tell you what, San Diego made him look pretty average.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen was turning him around tremendously in that ball game. And I think I'm going to, after that performance, I'm going to relinquish that. I'm going to say Patrick Peterson is the best cornerback in the game at the moment. I've moved Peterson up to the number one spot.
That's not due to, you don't have the LSU rose color glasses on, do you?
No, like I told you, if you'd asked me that last week, I would have said Richard Sherman. But based on what I saw this past Sunday, he's not the best corner in the league anymore.
And you know what, Rob? Sometimes certain receivers cause certain challenges. You know, maybe the smaller, quicker receivers maybe give Richard Sherman challenges. So it may be that, you know, I don't know if that's just one guy or one, not two, but, you know, Richard Sherman, he already got his money, so you hope that he's definitely committed to kind of do his job too because, you know, after a while, your reputation can only get so far. I mean, you gotta keep it bringing it consistently every single week too. But very interesting, to say the least, as always.
Absolutely.
Talk about some 0-2 teams. Very surprising scenarios to see some of these teams here. And I gotta, you know, I don't want to pile on here, but I'm pretty surprised to see your Saints in that particular category. I'm pretty sure you were to get beat by the Browns. I totally did not expect that, to say the least. We've got some the Colts that are 0-2, almost pulling off an upset or comeback. Two times versus the Broncos and the Philadelphia Eagles, they can do that. I'm not surprised that the Giants, that's, like I said earlier, Jekyll and Hyde. Tampa Bay's having some close games too, but they lost 2-1. And then the Chiefs, Rob, you know, once again, you know, they had a situation to, they're coming off that 11-1 season last year, but they lost a couple big hits with Derek Johnson, as well as Jamal Charles out for a little while too, so. You know, I'm not even going to dignify the Jaguars or anything like that, too, or the Raiders. But if I'm making a quick guess, the team that's most likely going to make the playoffs is probably going to be the Saints, you know, as much as I hate to admit that. But, you know, they still have – it's still early in the season. I know the last time we had that particular ranking, the last time we had a team that came back from 0-2 and made the playoffs was actually the Carolina Panthers. They did it last year. Or since 2007 season, there's been a couple teams that made that, and you know the Panthers did that too, and it's also the Giants did that in winning Super Bowl versus the Patriots too. So there's still hope, if you will, but it's not a good scenario if you get out past that 0-3 start. So, Rob, your thoughts?
Well, absolutely. I think you hit the nail on a lot of that. I mean, there's not many 0-2 teams that make it to the playoffs. Obviously, here and there it does happen. Obviously, Carolina actually started 1-3 last season as well, and they wound up winning the NFC South. So we just saw a team that was able to do it fairly recently. I think out of this bunch, I think it's about 6 or 7 teams in the league that's 0-2 at the moment. And obviously, trying to be objective here, I think the Saints will be one of those 0-2 teams that will turn it around and make it to the playoffs. They're still moving the ball offensively, scoring points. They're just having a few defensive issues here starting the season that need to get corrected in order for them to right the season. They've lost 2 weeks in a row on the last second field goal on the road. But I do expect Drew Brees and Sean Payton to lead this team back to the playoffs. The other team I think that will make the playoffs is the Indianapolis Colts. I think Andrew Luck, I think, will be the guy. I know Houston's off to a 2-0 start, but I still think the Colts are the best team in that division. And I just got a feeling that they'll turn it around and also make it to the playoffs. And I'll tell you another team I think will turn their season around, but I think they'll still come up short. I think it's the Kansas City Chiefs. I think you'll see them be a competitive team this season. You know, maybe get to 8-8, 9-7. I know they're 0-2 right now, but I think they'll turn their season around and be pretty competitive. But I think they'll just miss the playoffs, and that being the Kansas City Chiefs. So those are the 0-2 teams that I think can still make some things happen this season.
Gotcha. Good call for sure. Yeah, I mean, I got to agree with you. I mean, like I said, the Colts, great call. You know, they just happen to be, you know, in a division, Rob, like you talked about, they're in that AFC South division, you know, with Houston, Tennessee, and obviously Jacksonville. So right now, not the strongest division, but like you said, you know, Houston has a good defense, so that may be a challenge later on too. So, you know, like you said, Saints, that's neither here nor there. They got a good offense, so that's why it's early just yet too. But, you know, you have to kind of – you definitely want to get that next win next week to kind of definitely separate yourself from those – from certain teams too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's just talk about some fantasy shout-outs. Rob, I'll give you the floor here. We have about approximately 7 minutes left, but let's go talk about some fantasy shout-outs, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. We're in after 2 weeks of fantasy football, we're starting to get heated up. And, of course, myself, I'm getting off to a pretty rough start here early. But, you know, I'm usually a slow starter in fantasy football, so I usually pick it up. And so I expect the same to start taking place here for myself. But a few fantasy shutouts here in our 12-man sports, our league number one, Big, Fast, and Strong. That's our buddy Irv in the Atlanta area. He's in first place in that league, and he also had the biggest win in the league this past week, beating my fellow co-host 170.78 to
134.74. That was messed up, man. He had a crazy start, man. He had everyone playing for him, and that was just messed up, man. But anyway, that was a good game, good call. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was just like,
And league number two, new glasses out of the Indianapolis area. He gave me a pretty good beatdown. He's in first place in that league with a 161.28 to 95.24 over my team, second to none. So once again, I got to wake up, and it's just two leagues where both of the hosts just got smashed. So we got to step it up. We're supposed to be the experts. And also the team with the biggest win in league number two was Bears Nation, right here in the New Orleans area, with a 164.84 win over the champ is here. Champ is here scored 90.64. And then our prize league, our paid league, of course. The winner of this league will take home a prize and $300, and the second-place team will get $60. In first place, and the team with the biggest win over the weekend is James, right here in the New Orleans area. He's in first place. The champ is here, 146.54 over St. Pelicans, 107.08. He had the biggest win, and he is as well in first place. So once again, congrats all of those at the moment. Still a lot of football to be played, so let's keep competing, and let's see what happens here.
There is a lot of football to be played. So just because you got that 1 week on us, don't mean that we ain't going down without no fight. That's
absolutely
right.
Absolutely.
We ain't going down without a fight, so we'll keep it moving, too. Early in the season, we got some time to keep it moving, too. Let's talk about some baseball news, Rob. Clayton Kershaw having a phenomenal year for the Dodgers. The thing is, should he be the National League MVP? Now, I know we thought initially this, you know, anytime pitchers are getting rewarded, it is more or less related to the Cy Young. So is this a first year that we can have that scenario where a pitcher could be the National League MVP most valuable player, Rob?
I would have to say so. This guy is just dominating. I mean, ERA in the low ones. He's winning just about every time he's on the mound. And the Dodgers, of course, having a great year as well. And I say you hand him both trophies. He's the best player in baseball, in my opinion. And like I said, the guy is unhittable. He's dominating at the moment.
Good call. Let's see here. We got about 3 minutes left, and we're still going to say the baseball. If you didn't know, the Atlanta Braves have officially announced the naming rights for the new stadium. I want to say it's SunTrust is the new name of the stadium. Anything you want to comment on this big move right now? It's going to give the Braves a lot of sponsorship money, but what are your thoughts about this particular move, Rob?
Well, obviously, SunTrust looks like they're going to sign a 25-year deal having their name on the stadium. They are the largest bank in the Atlanta area. And so, obviously, it's a good move, I'm sure, for both parties. With them moving the stadium to the suburbs, so it's going to be a little bit over 41,000 seats, costing them about $662 million to build it. And congrats to SunTrust and the Braves with reaching that deal for them to move out to the suburbs.
Good call. Thank you as well. So we are officially getting ready to jump into 2 minutes as our countdown as we get ready to set the stage for our OT portion. And as always, I want to throw the ball over to Rob as he sets the stage. Like I said, probably won't have a long OT portion, but Rob, go ahead and set the stage for that particular part of the show.
Absolutely. Next week, of course, we will still be on our normal night of Tuesday. So we'll be back here 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 8 Pacific. Our good friends in Hawaii, that's going to be 5 p.m. Definitely join us. We're going to be, of course, talking college football, talking pro football. We're getting close here to the baseball playoffs as well. And believe it or not, the NBA training camps are getting ready to start too. So still a lot is happening in the sports world. So you definitely want to be with us. Follow us, of course, on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We have constant updates of what's happening in the sports world. So definitely continue to stay in tune with us. And, of course, join us next Tuesday. Our OT portion is going to be short tonight. We got a little college football. But definitely you can catch that on tomorrow by clicking on this same link, and you'll be able to get our college football predictions for this weekend. Good night, people.
Good night, people. We thank you always for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us via social media. Always going to give a shout-out, Rob. Rob does a great job as far as keeping updates. Go to @12, THMAN Sports. That's the Twitter. Don't forget, if you want to follow us on Facebook, go to facebook.com/12thmansports, or if you type in Talking Sports with the 12th Man, you will find us in that format. OT portion, like I said, we're not going to spend too much time here. I know we've been on the road traveling and whatnot, but we wanted to give this our best shot to give you some quick updates as far as what's been happening. There's been a lot of interesting things in the NFL world. But like I said, we appreciate you guys joining in, and we'll see you next week. Same time, same channel, Tuesday night.
Good night, people.
It's always a good sign. That's when everybody knows it's moving on whenever Rob says it. So you're right on point, Rob. All right. We're going to just jump real briefly into our college football predictions. We got a lot of good games. We got the first one we're kicking off for our ranked games, is number 5 Auburn at number 20 Kansas State. You know, Rob, I'm a huge fan of Bill Snyder, what he's been doing at Kansas State. And right now, this is an interesting game. Do you think that Gene Chizik has enough to kind of do this, or do you think that the home field advantage gives the Kansas State Wildcats an advantage? And do you think that Bill Snyder has something up his sleeve for number 5 Auburn?
Well, you went back a few years with Gene Chizik. I think he's in broadcasting now.
I'll see if you're a fan. I'll see if you're a fan. Gus Malzahn is doing some stuff too, man. What do you think about Gus Malzahn? Is he able to? Is he gonna be able to do some things with that? You know, but what do you think about this, Rob? Gus Malzahn came in, man, fantastic getting them to the championship too. So, what do you think about this move? You know, what do you think about that?
Well, obviously, I think Gus Malzahn is doing a fantastic job. I did not think Auburn would be this. I definitely didn't think they would be that good last year. And I actually thought they would take a step down this year. But so far, they have been still explosive and tough to stop. And you know, and I guess I need to stop doubting them. Or you know, I'm actually going to doubt them again because I think Kansas State's going to pull off an upset. I think it's going to be somewhat of a road game for Auburn. I think Bill Snyder's going to have his team ready. I'm looking at a close football game here, 3-7 point victory. I'm taking Kansas State on a slight upset.
You think Kansas State, really?
Yeah, I'm thinking Auburn traveling on the middle of a week. I'm taking Kansas State, the game's in Kansas City. I'm taking Bill Snyder to pull off a mild upset here.
I like it too, because I'm a huge fan of Bill Snyder. I know he always – it's always tough. And you know, he kind of has that old – he reminds me of Lou Holtz. Like, I don't know if he can pull it off, and he has a lot of things up the sleeve too. So this is going to be a good – obviously, it's just going to be a very exciting game for sure, man. I forgive me, America, too. I was thinking of a couple things. I was thinking about Gene Chizik and the thing and Gus Malzahn, but we're all good. Let's keep it moving here. Florida at number 3, Alabama. Right now, Florida is in a state of peril, Rob. They're not ranked. And typically this would be – I still think it's going to be an exciting game, but I just see Alabama kind of having their way with Florida right now until Muschamp kind of gets that ship righted. I think he is on the hot seat right now. You wonder if the pressure is going to kind of get to the Gators, and I think it's going to be a pretty easy victory for Alabama.
Yeah, normally I would have 2 ranked teams, but I went ahead and threw this game in there. But I couldn't agree with you more. Definitely Will Muschamp is on the hot seat. Boy, they squeak one out at home against Kentucky in overtime. A very controversial game as well. Kentucky could easily win that game at Florida. I like Alabama here in the romp. I think they win this game easily. I totally agree with you.
Our next game, we got number 22 Clemson at number 1 Florida State, and this has been as much as I think this is a pretty good matchup in the ACC, and you know, Dabo will definitely have a team ready to play, but kind of a similar scenario in that you know, Clemson, they've got a veteran quarterback. You know, there's some guys that are still coming off the injury, I think Beasley and all that good jazz. But I think Florida State, once again, is going to be too much to handle. It may be closer than we think, but I think Florida State's not really going to have too much trouble with Clemson. But I do think it's going to be a good game.
I actually think it's going to be a romp here as well. I don't think this game is going to be close.
Oh, wow.
I think Florida State wins big here. They win big at home. I don't think Clemson is as good as they've been here in the last few years. Okay. Jameis Winston leads this team to a big victory at home. Or as the people in North Dakota call him, Lamus Winston. But Jameis Winston will go ahead and lead his team to big victory. I like Florida State. I think this will be their most impressive game of the season thus far.
Why are they calling him Lamus Winston over there, Rob?
I know I saw College Game Day this past weekend. They was doing Game Day from North Dakota. I just so happened to see somebody in the audience hold up a sign, "Lame is Winston." And I was not sure why they called him that, but I thought it was funny.
That is pretty hilarious, man. I love Lame. Yeah, he's not making too many bright decisions, too, so I still don't think that's going to affect his draft status. I think he's probably the number one pick at this point, unless something crazy. Todd Gurley's playing phenomenal, though, man. So that dude is a beast. You can't go wrong with those players, too. So, you know,
yeah.
We'll keep that.
So early for that, we got Marcus Mariota. You know, he's got a chance at that slot as well. And
yeah.
It's still up for grabs a little bit here. And so it's going to be interesting to see.
Love it. Well, like I said, Rob, that's kind of our show. I don't know if you want to go ahead and wrap up. I think we've had a pretty good segment here. If Dre can get coach's names right, that's okay. But we'll go ahead and end it a little early. So if you want to go ahead and set the stage for next week, Rob, that would be great. And we'll go ahead and wrap it up.
Yeah, once again, we'll continue to be on our normal day of the week on next week. If it fits with my co-host, we'll be back on Tuesday night.
Yeah, sure.
11 p.m. Eastern on next Tuesday, 10 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. in Hawaii. Actually, going to be 5 a.m. in Germany on Wednesday morning. So for our fans in Germany there, we certainly appreciate you all tuning in. And we look forward to joining you on next Tuesday night. Of course, there'll be more football and some more football as we are getting into the swing of things in the heart of football season. We're going to sprinkle in a little baseball. And maybe not next week, but in the coming weeks, you know, we'll be getting into NBA training camp. So we'll probably sprinkle in a little bit of that as well. So until then, good night, people, and we look forward to having you with us on next Tuesday night. Once again, follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. We always got lots of information. Stay in contact with us. Give us your thoughts. Let us know if we're doing a good job or not.
Love it. Good job, as always, Rob. We thank you for setting that up. And without further ado, we're going to wrap the show. Once again, I'm Andre Peterson. He is Robert Ford. We'll see you guys same time, same channel next week. We'll talk to you soon. Good night, Rob.
Good night, people.
Good night, America. We'll see you guys next week.